Good morning. It's Wednesday, the 29th of October. I'm Sasha Keir with today's news, sports and weather. Foreign Minister Xavier Bettel has announced Luxembourg will ban goods from illegally occupied Palestinian territories and create a legal framework for entry bans against extremist Israeli ministers. In his foreign policy address yesterday, Bettel also called for UN Security Council reform, criticising veto powers that allow one country to block the entire world. He confirmed Grand Duke Guillaume will deliver Luxembourg's address at the next UN General Assembly. In the chamber this afternoon at 2 p.m, there'll be a debate on Bettel's foreign policy statement from yesterday. Also this morning, there's a chamber plenary session, including a current affairs hour on the upcoming World Climate Summit in November in Brazil and the positions Luxembourg will be taking there. Automated cameras are now in place on the A3 motorway to enforce the carpool lane between Kradov-Gasperich and the Bersham service area. The system will fine solo drivers €74 for using the lane reserved for vehicles with two or more occupants. The cameras will enter a test phase shortly, with full enforcement and automated fines starting in spring 2026. In other news, Jamaica has been declared a disaster zone following the passage of Hurricane Melissa. The hurricane struck the island nation yesterday evening as a Category 5 storm before weakening slightly. The damage is reported to be enormous, though not yet fully assessed. Aerial footage shows entire villages have been completely destroyed. There are no details yet on potential casualties. The storm is now heading towards Cuba with sustained winds of over 200 kilometres an hour. Israel conducted fresh airstrikes on the Gaza Strip yesterday evening. At least two people were killed and several injured, according to Palestinian civil defence officials. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has accused Hamas of violating the ceasefire agreement, claiming shots were fired at Israeli soldiers and there have been deliberate delays in returning dead hostages. In the Netherlands, parliamentary elections are taking place today after the right-wing coalition government led by Dick Schoof collapsed over the summer in a dispute about immigration policy. 27 parties are now competing for 150 parliamentary seats. Opinion polls favour the right-wing populist PVV party led by Geert Wilders, though they have little chance of forming a government as no other party is willing to work with them. Alongside migration, housing, healthcare, security and the cost of living have been key campaign issues. And finally, in England, the morning after pill is now available free of charge from today without prescription at over 10,000 pharmacies. The emergency contraceptive has been available free and without prescription here in Luxembourg since April 2023, though many other EU countries still require one. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. In the German Cup, Borussia Dortmund knocked out Eintracht Frankfurt on penalties after a 1-1 draw, winning the shootout 4-2. RB Leipzig thrashed Cottbus 4-1. Mönchengladbach beat Karlsruhe 3-1. Hertha Berlin won 3-0 against Elversberg, while Bochum, Hamburg and Holstein Kiel all recorded 1-0 away victories. Tonight, 20-time winners Bayern Munich visit Cologne and holders Stuttgart travel to Mainz. And in tennis, world number one Carlos Alcaraz was stunned in his opening match at the Paris Masters yesterday as he went down to 31st ranked Briton Cameron Norrie 4-6, 6-3, 6-4. We have a drier day in store today with no rain forecast until the evening, but you can expect plenty of cloud cover all day long, making it a grey and overcast day, not untypical for a late October day. In terms of temperature, these things are very similar to yesterday, with the morning starting off at 6 to 9 degrees, rising to a max of 14 degrees in the afternoon.